Episode 1472, Lead Where You Stand.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are raring and revving to go. Yes, it is Mindset Monday. It's time to clear the clutter and lead where you stand. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is Mindset Monday, and it's time to get focused on where you are headed. Most view success as who comes first. But what happens if you aren't first? Lead where you stand, as success isn't determined by your position. If you could cut your time in half to get to where you want to go faster, would it be worth it? I'm sure we've tried that a time or two. Yeah, let's go back to maybe middle school or high school, maybe college if we're stretching it, thinking, oh, if I really don't have to study for that test and maybe I can just get a few answers from a classmate, I won't have to do as much homework. Yeah, cutting corners for the leading edge. Some would argue, well, why wouldn't you, right? If you can get to where you want to go faster, why wouldn't you? Well, has that worked very well when you're pulled over from the flashing lights behind you and you get a speeding ticket? Did you get to where you wanted to go faster? Not so much. You probably got there about 30 to 45 minutes slower. Yes, we have that tendency thinking that if we can just cut corners, if we can just rank ourselves up closer to the top, then we can position ourselves where we need to be in order to be at the top, and success will happen. But what about the principle, the last shall be first? Today, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. here in the United States, a man who led from where he stood. Cutting corners was not in his vocabulary. In fact, most don't know he was jailed 29 times, and one for going 30 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone in Montgomery, Alabama. Little did we know that Dr. King had a heavy foot. Okay, maybe he's only five over, but seriously, 29 times jailed for disruptions, various things. However, there's even more fascinating facts about Dr. King that most people are not aware of that changed the course of history. The famous speech, "I Have a Dream," was not originally planned to be spoken. He had something totally written. He decided to share his dream while standing at the podium. At that moment, he crossed out everything of what he had written, and he spoke, "I have a dream." But how did Dr. King even get the opportunity to speak at the march, August 28th, 1963? Well, the organizers there had all the blocks of speakers, and they were trying to make the speakers and the performers and everything work together for the event, with the exception of the last slot. No one wanted to speak last, as they figured the news media and all would be packed up and gone and everyone would be leaving. Sounds a little selfish, don't you think? Why should I be last if I can be first? I don't want to go last because I won't be noticed. I won't be recognized. So therefore, I don't want to participate if I can't be in whatever slot they so chose. So there sat the very last slot of the day. Guess who took it? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did. He agreed to speak at the last slot, and only for 4 minutes. Then history was written. "I Have a Dream" echoed from the Lincoln Memorial. All that one would have thought would happen was turned upside down and inside out. He didn't speak for just 4 minutes. "I Have a Dream" was 16 minutes. That last slot, the last shall be first. Lead where you stand. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy, one that Dr. Martin Luther King showed us in his life and how he led his life. Lead where you stand. Number one, L, locate. Where are you? Where are you in your life right now? Now you might be saying, well, I'm at work, or, oh wait, I get to sit home today because I'm off. It's a federal holiday and I don't have to go into work. So I'm in my pajamas just hanging out with the kiddos. But where do you want to go? Connecting where you are now versus where you are headed. You've got to know where you stand currently. The now part. Where are you? Number two, E, evaluate, examine. Evaluate your strengths and your weaknesses. Examine where you are at the point in life and where you need to be headed. What do you need to do to get to where you want to go? This goes far beyond you, making connections, seeing beyond only what's right in front of you. Lead where you stand. Number three, A, for aim. Action ignites motivation. Make your move. Come on, you can do it. Build up your courage by doing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did exactly that. He had everything planned out, even though there was talk that, oh, the news media would be gone. He wasn't worried about whether or not he'd be on the news. They stayed there to cover him speak. And he impacted the world. And today, we're still talking about this incredible man who had a vision way beyond what we thought we all saw. Aim. It took courage. Action ignites motivation. Number four, D, discipline. Be willing to do the work. You may not be where you want to be right now. You may not be earning what you think you're worth. You may not have the house that you want to be living in. You may not have the finances, as in no debt, because you are basically living paycheck to paycheck. You may not have that college degree that you've been so longing for because you've now had three children and life happened and you put everything on the back burner to take care of them. With all that said, you still have to lead where you stand. Discipline. Be willing to do the work. Work on you. Create your best selfie. What you can do right now in the moment of where you're at. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did exactly that. He didn't compare himself to others in the lineup. He didn't sit here and say, oh gosh, you know my best friend? She's singing and she's going to get so much coverage. I should be in her spot. No, he didn't say that at all. Do you find yourself saying that? Gosh, my best friend, she's got it all put together. She's an incredible mom. They're moving into their brand new house that they built. It's their dream home. Their kids are absolutely precious. They can do no wrong. She's got a hunk of a husband. And oh my gosh, you should see her body. Now I'm being really realistic here. Because whether or not we want to admit it, at some point in our lives, we have thought those statements. We see everybody else taking our position. You're where I want to be. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did not do that. He was a man who led where he stood from. He didn't complain where he was to those who seemed to have more influence. He did what he needed to do. He led where he stood. He took that one step at a time to lead to his miles of greatness. Where are you choosing to lead from today? Is your mind totally cluttered with comparison? Are you allowing the world and the world's expectations to dictate your actions? Or are you choosing to be true to yourself and leading where you stand? Life was never promised to be easy to any of us. There will be hardships, but there will also be rainbows and celebrations. But you have to be willing to lead from where you are today. Lead where you stand. If you are wanting to make some major changes in your life, it's hard to do that when you've got a mind that's telling you something else. And honestly, it's not exactly your fault either. Because most of us do not know how to correct our own mindset. We see things in others and we're like, huh, I can point out the flaws. But you look at yourself and you're like, I'm looking pretty good. Yet you're still not where you want to be. If you're one who's struggling and going, I've just got to put it better together. I don't know what that looks like in my life, but I need to figure out how to be my best self. How am I going to be able to love that reflection that I see in the mirror and know that it doesn't matter if I'm first, second, third, or last, I am still first always and I am worthy because I'm leading where I stand. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, it will begin our conversation. I'm excited to speak with you about your dreams. You see, I have a huge respect for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He walked his talk. He led by example. And he definitely led where he stood. He was a man who cared for others. And today, I want you to know that you are cared for. You are loved. You are worthy. What dream do you want to see come true? Lead where you stand. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.